welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 8th of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is The Pizza Man. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. The Pizza Man, beginners. The other day I was driving along when I saw a man dancing on the side of the road. It wasn't something that I hadn't seen before. This man stands on the side of the main road and dances around waving a sign. This sign advertises pizza. The shop that he works for makes fresh pizzas by the dozen and sells them for only $5 each. Mind you, those pizzas are just plain old pepperoni. If you want anything special, like vegetables or chicken, you have to pay extra. It is an interesting sight, a man dancing away with earphones in his ears, connected to an iPod, waving a big sign at the traffic. In fact, the other day, the temperature was very close to 100 degrees. It was unbearably hot outside. Most people were staying in, out of the heat. Thank goodness for air conditioning. When it gets that hot, you stay inside a cool building or a cooled car. You certainly don't go outside for a long time. And if you do, you definitely don't dance. This man is quite incredible. And you know, he does the business. Lots of people see his sign moving around, so a few feet further, they turn off the road, park the car, and go and buy a pizza or two. Advanced. You know, the US is a highly commercial place to live. Everywhere you go, there are obvious advertisements for something to buy, something to eat, or something to do. Our local pizza guy is a case in point. He must be one of the toughest men around. Not only does he have a job that keeps him moving, dancing all day, but he does it outside in any weather and in any season. That might not seem very drastic to you, but here in Wenatchee the temperatures get to over 100 degrees in the summer and easily to below freezing in the winter. Since he first started working, I have noticed that he has lost weight and become quite muscular. He now also has a good tan. The other day, I drove past him and thought he would make a perfect subject for a podcast. So I turned into the parking lot that was right next to him, parked, and briefly asked his permission for a photo. He was very polite and agreeable. In fact, he asked me how I wanted him to pose. I said, "Oh, you can keep on moving if you want." So he did. He twisted and turned and spun around and jumped. He's serious about his job. Either that or he is addicted to it and can't stop moving. Either way, I hope that he is paid well. His attitude, adopted nationally, would mean an end to the US problem of obesity. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Please download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. Go ahead and email me also at acupofenglish@live.com, that's live.com, and I promise to write back to you. Thanks so much, and until Wednesday, goodbye.